Negative and judgmental thoughts are the cockroaches of the mind. Judgmental thinking is a seriously flawed form of self-righteousness. I believe that I am right, and anyone who disagrees with me is wrong. The odds of me being right all the time and the rest of the world being wrong is zero. Furthermore, no one wants to know whether I think they are right or wrong. The world would appreciate my help, but they don't need me to pronounce judgment. I can never completely eradicate negative and judgmental thoughts, but I can modify them using a gentle approach. I must be gentle with myself and accepting of myself as I let go of this critical way of assessing the world. When I slip back into negativity and judgment, I don't beat myself up. I accept this as part of my human condition. These types of thoughts cannot long survive in a heart dominated by love. Negativity and judgment are psychological cockroaches that inhabit the dark nooks and crannies of my mind. I will never eradicate them completely, but if I am loving enough and accepting enough, these pests will rarely cause distress. I will neutralize negativity and judgment through the power of love. Judgmental thoughts are a danger zone. Jesus had many things to say about judgmental thinking, and none of them were good. He taught that God is the only one qualified to judge how other people live, and if you are smart, you will mind your own business and keep your judgmental thoughts to yourself. Even better, you will leave the business of judgment up to God and change the focus of your life to love. Jesus made it clear that none of us are qualified to act as judge or jury on the compromises and choices that other people make. Although we may not like what they do, only God is qualified to look inside that person's heart and be their judge. Jesus warned that the way we judge other people becomes the standard by which we are judged. If we adopt a harsh and critical way of assessing the behavior of others, the boomerang of judgment will soon come back and hit us right between the eyes. When judgmental words leave your lips, it's not long before they return, and you must taste their bitter flavor as your own choices and compromises come back to haunt you. 2,000 years ago, religious authorities brought a woman to Jesus and told him she was caught in the act of committing adultery. In those times, the punishment for adultery was death by stoning. The authorities asked Jesus what they should do. Should they put her to death as required by the law? Jesus said, "He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone." Jesus wasn't condoning immorality or giving this woman a license to continue in an immoral lifestyle. The real point of the story is that no one is qualified to cast a stone in self-righteousness at another individual. God is the judge of how we live. He is fully qualified and able to judge in a fair manner without our help. We don't need to become religious police, judge, or jury. We need to love other people who have problems and leave the judgment up to God. Jesus went even further in his attack on self-righteousness. He said the judgment we pass on others becomes a standard by which we are judged. People who slip into the trap of self-righteousness set a very high bar over which they will have to jump. Your chance of being perfect is zero, and if you are smart, you won't criticize other people who aren't perfect. Whatever shortcomings other people have, you would be wise to send them your love and leave the judgment up to God. The day you become perfect will be the day you have the right to become the arm of God and cast the first stone.